Hewlett's Landing is a little further north and is the favorite point of departure for the summit of Black Mountain, something over 4 miles distant. One of the oldest settlements on the lake, it still remains the wildest. The view northward is fine, that toward the Narrows, grand in the extreme. A trout brook finds its way down the mountainside, forming in its descent a series of cascades. One is very beautiful and often painted by artists, among them Durand, the father of landscape painting in America, who, crowned with his silver hair, is still an enthusiastic student of nature and turns her pages with an eager hand. It is but 5 miles overland to Lake Champlain, striking it at a point about 6 miles north of Whitehall. A lovely beach fronts the house. Water removed but a few degrees from the freezing point bubbles up at the door, and although in a retired situation, Farmer Hewlett usually accommodates a family of 30, who come early and stay late. The house is a base of supplies for parties camping out on the island nearby, and this retired little nook rejoices in the name of the Bosom, whose sweet depths have from time immemorial been sought for milk and other luxuries not generally found in camp.